Thank you so much. If we could recognize them. But I'm going to ask you to stand back up because I want everyone who's near them to lay a hand on them or put your hand towards them as we share a prayer. Please join me in prayer. Amazing God, we celebrate the heroes in our lives, those that serve and who have served for their country, for their community. They take care of us. They watch over us out of love for country, out of love for community, out of love for each fellow human being. Thank you so much for their service. Thank you for the gifts they give and share. Keep them safe. And at the end of each shift, bring them home. With the power of Christ, amen. Before I ask Greg to come up and share the message this morning, I want to read this morning's scripture. It's out of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. Hear these words. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then may my joy be complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Greg, we're looking forward to your message this morning.
Good morning. I never thought I'd be on this side. Last time I did this was at a eulogy for my father. I'm a third generation fire chief. My grandfather was a fire chief, then my father, then me. My dad gave me his chief's ring. I wear it every occasion I can. Talk about heroes. Everybody says you're a hero. No, I'm not. I'm a guy that does my job that I'm trained to do, just as every police officer, fireman, and paramedic are. They do horrific acts sometimes. They save a life. They put out a fire. It's just amazing because when I look at a hero, I look at Superman and Superwoman and all the ones when I was a little kid. Well, then I grew up and got to see policemen and firemen. I went to school. I wasn't very good in school. I'm dyslexic. I'm not afraid to admit it. But I had a school teacher, lived here in Brighton, Mary Picucci. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be where I am today. She taught me how to read, how to write, how to understand what I was reading, how to overcome my problems. Got me through school. Other than sports, that was about all I really looked forward to in school. And girls. More girls. But anyways, it got me through to where I am today. I went to work for General Motors. In 1977, I joined the fire department. I'm still a fireman today, 40-some years later, because it's a passion, it's a love of mine to help people. If you ask my firemen what I do, they'll say not much. I'm like, you know, I come to church and I say, I'm Greg Ambergy. He said, no, you're not. You're Betsy's husband. Been coming here 30 years, and I'm Betsy's husband, so don't feel bad. But anyways, I see a lot of different things throughout my life and things that people do that are really just terrific. I'm going to give you a couple that just happened recently in this county. You don't have to be a fireman or a policeman or a 911 director or anything to be a hero. You hear little kids, they pick the phone up to dial 911, never used a phone in their life, but they saved their mother or father who had fallen or gotten sick or passed out. Up in Fowlerville here this a few months ago, a couple young gentlemen got in a car accident, a very bad car accident. If you've seen the car, they shouldn't have lived. The car burst into flames. Citizens jumped out of their car and pulled them out of their car before help got there. If they wouldn't have, they wouldn't be here today. We think of our military as heroes. They are. They give us what we have today, our freedom. I honor them every chance I get. Even the ones that are in the cemetery that gave all for us and the ones that are serving today. Here in Brighton, just recently, in the last few weeks, when a fire department goes out to a fire, we don't have a lot of backup. So you got to call on other departments to come help you. Here in this county, of a little over 180,000 residents, we have roughly 300 firemen. Out of them 300 firemen, 4%, maybe 5% are full-time. The rest are paid on call. They have jobs like everybody else in the world, and then they do this on the side. They leave their families, Christmas time, dinner time. They leave church to go help somebody else. Those are heroes. They give it all the time they can. But here in Brighton recently, they had a structure fire, a barn. Don't know if it was legal, illegal, a marijuana grow, and it was burning. Brighton had to go fight this fire. They called in Heartland. They called in Hamburg, Green Oak to help them. That's not the heroic part. Because everything else still keeps going on in the world just because they're fighting a fire doesn't really mean a lot. There was a gentleman getting off the expressway, got on the Grand River here somewhere. They send Hamburg Fire Department and Howell Fire Department to a guy not breathing beside the road. Some citizens helped a guy out of a car, wasn't breathing. Now, in the line of cars, of course, you know when the firemen come, we bring everything, so we close the road down so you can't move. That's not for you, that's for our safety, to make sure we can do what we're doing, not worry about traffic around us. They're doing CPR on this guy, and there's this doctor who's sitting in his car, and he sees an ambulance pull up, a fire truck, and another fire truck, and another fire truck, and then a paramedic, and I mean, one of the supervisor rigs from paramedic, which we call a MICU, which is a paramedic, but next level, higher trained, can do more things than what the regular medics can do. He's, man, should I go help? No. Because the doctor, they work in their realm. They got their nurses, they got all their tools right there, and they work in their realm. Out in the field, they don't have much. He kept looking. Boy, here come more firemen. He says, oh, this is bad. I got to go. So he gets out of his car and goes up there. You know how I always say the state of the stars all align? The guy upstairs tells us when it's our time to go and not. Well, it wasn't this time to go. This guy's time to go. The doctor realized he was not breathing. He was choking on a sandwich he was eating. And they couldn't get it to go down, couldn't get it to come out. The doctor immediately told the paramedics, give me the kit. They got a kit out and he did a tracheotomy right there on the scene, on the ground. 2 minutes later, they got the guy breathing. He's in, not 2 minutes, probably seconds. They got him an ambulance and off the hospital, and he's doing well today. That's what we call a hero. That doctor didn't have to help, but he just realized that maybe he could do something to help somebody. Just as you see a kid someday raking somebody's leaves for him. They aren't there all the time just to get paid some money to rake the leaves. They're doing it for that person because they're elderly or they need a little help. They may be hurt or something. You see it all the time, shoveling snow. We have all types of heroes in this world. I see it every day. I always tell my firemen, the ones we need to thank are our wives and our husbands. Because not firemen, firefighters nowadays, because they both are men and women are in the service. Because they're the ones that put up with our, excuse me, BS, because we always got an excuse to be at the fire hall. Fixing a truck, doing paperwork, doing something, we got a reason to be there, because that's our family. Police officers and firemen in this county, and your paramedics, your 911 dispatchers, are one. We help each other every chance we can. We stand behind each other. Somebody is little, tell my firemen all the time, it may be the, you go to this little medical, it might be nothing. But to that person, it's the worst event they've ever had. So treat them with respect, and you'll get it back. Whoa. And I'll fall down. But what I like to tell you is, when I look at heroes and I think of heroes, I'm looking at them right here. Could we all believe in God in our own ways? He leads us through the Bible and through his word. you guys give your tithings to this church to help this church go on missions and help other people and help other countries. You pay your taxes in your communities to give this county some of the best equipment I've ever seen. Very standard. Our training is some of the best I put up against anybody in the country. I put these firemen, these medics, and these police officers against anybody because they have passion, they do care. They're not there just to do their job and go home. They stay and help. In my community, if somebody, if some family member dies of a heart attack or passes away from a sickness, when the firemen get done trying to do CPR and save them, they go home. Me or one of my officers stays there to assist the family, to explain what the medical examiner is going to do, what the police department is going to do, the funeral home, anything that happens, we try to stay there and help them until that member has left the house. And we help them afterwards. I spent 30 years at General Motors before I became a full-time fireman. I've been chief since 2008. And at General Motors, guess what? I was a fireman. I didn't do much. I got to ride around a little cart and think I was cool. Got a nice uniform. I put out a few fires at JM. But then near the end of my career, I got a chance to be a union rep. Union. Well, my job was to fight with management or to work with management to better the breathing, the atmosphere that people worked in because of the chemical noise they breathe. I had a young lady one time say, "Man, you're my hero. This is great. I can breathe now. This is good. I'm not breathing them chemicals." Made me feel good because I did something for somebody that made their job easier, just as we all do every day. I'm going to play a song here, just kind of explain to you guys, that means very much to my heart and to almost every firefighter. It's a poem that was written by the unknown author. Nobody knows who wrote it. But a good friend of mine I've been a fireman for 40-some years. He's been retired longer than I've been a fireman. From Flint Fire Department, Cliff Thurlow, sings his version of this song. It's called The Fireman's Prayer. And with that, I want to thank you.
I am called to duty, God, wherever flames may rage. Give me strength to save some life, whatever be its age. Help me embrace a little child before it is too late, or save an older person from the horror of their fate. Enable me to be alert and hear their weakest shout, and quickly and efficiently to put the fire out. I want to fill my calling and give the best in me to guard my every neighbor and protect his property. And if according to my fate I am to lose my life, please bless with your my children and my wife.
Please join me in prayer as the band takes their place back up on the platform. Creator God, we come before you this day watching the world around us and trying to understand. We give thanks for all that you provide us. We give thanks for the heroes who surround us. We give thanks for those who have served on foreign soil, and we give thanks for those who serve here today. As we look at our leaders of this world, we want them to be our heroes. We want them to follow your will, to do what is right, to continue to connect, to understand, to do more than just what is expected, but go beyond that to love each of us and to serve you in a way that is glorious. There have been disasters, hurricanes, There have been man-made disasters, violence against each other. And all through it, the heroes are there. And as we consider those people close to us and those who are struggling, those who are having financial pains, those who are experiencing physical pain, mental pain, emotional, spiritual needs, send them a hero. And as we take a moment to just spend in silent reflection and prayer, raising our needs, the needs of those around us, recognizing those heroes in our lives. Disciples approach Jesus with a simple but the most complex question. And they asked their teacher to teach them how they should pray. And Jesus smiled. I believe he smiled and looked at them and said, "Pray like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."